Okay, so the first thing I always ask everybody, if I could have your full name and title for the record.
Yes, Robert A. Hoppe, H-O-P-P-E, agricultural economist.
All right, Economic Research Service recently put out the America's Diverse Family Farms, a 2016 edition. And what were some of the main highlights of this particular report?
Well, I think one of the main points is that farming is still overwhelmingly made up of family businesses. The small farms make up most of the farm count, about 90%, and they hold about half of the farmland. But the production is actually slanted more towards larger farms. And the share going to farms with over $1 million in revenue is, increased gradually, at least since 1991, when our data series starts. Currently about, the largest share of farm production occurs on large-scale farms, large-scale family farms, which are family-oriented, but they still have over $1 million in revenue.
When I was looking at the report, I had to do a little bit of math to get this conclusion, and I just wanted to make sure that that I was reading this right. Excuse me. Obviously, those larger farm operations are, most of them are family-owned, but if you take the largest farm operations, at least according to what I looked at the report, so we're talking about large-scale family farms, very large family farms, and then the non-family farms, when you look at the percentages of all farms in the United States, all of those together, collectively, that comes to about 4.2% of all farms in the United States. And if I'm reading the report correct, it says that those farms produce about half of U.S. agricultural production, which is up from a third since 1991. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. No, it's not quite. See, we got the. Wait a minute. I think it might be safer just to say that farms with more than $1 million of revenue, including both family farms and non-family farms, have half of production and the figures in the report.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is with the non-family farms, there's about typically two-thirds of them would have sales less than $350,000. So it'd be like small partnerships where they're not, the partners aren't related. So it gets a little messy when you try to conglomerate the large-scale farms with the non-family farms.
Okay. Okay.
I can get you that number. I have something else on my desk here. I can get you that number probably for 2015, if that would be helpful.
Yes, it would be helpful. But in the meantime, okay.
So large-scale family farms would have, and the non-family farms would have roughly 4% of farms, and percent of production.
Okay.
In 2015.
Okay, so if I'm reading this correct, and just because I want to make sure I'm correct, so a little over 4% of the farms in the United States account for half of farm production in the United States.
Yeah, let me check against I got unrounded numbers in the pie charts, which reveal that are more accurate. Yes, it would be 4.2% of the farms have 53% of production in 2015.
Okay. All right. Now, of course, the majority of the farms in the United States are the smaller family farms or the mid-sized farms. So has that trend, has that been a trending pattern? Has that been the case over the last several years?
Yeah, the small farms, typically in recent years have accounted for about, roughly 90% of the total farms, and they've, running share of production is like in the low 20%. Now, most of that production that they are of small farms is done by the two farming occupation farm groups. The production by retired farms and the all farm occupation is pretty small.
Okay. I guess my final question then is, what can producers do to sort of make some sense of this? And then as we move forward into 2017, of course, we're talking about the Farm Bill. That's the debate over the Farm Bill that'll be coming up and everything. What's the big takeaway here?
The big takeaway is that the farms that do most of the production is fairly small. And a lot of the farms we classify as small rely mostly on off farm income, either from retirement programs or an off farm job. The thing to remember is that if you're looking at criteria for participation in programs based on the share of income from farming, for many of the farms, even some of those that are actually involved in production, they still have substantial off-farm income. So that would be an important thing to remember.